the world and right into your glove. The Main Street Athletic Club brings you the Sports Wire news of the day. All the runs, all the hits, and all the errors from the world of sports. We begin with a trip to the gridiron, where fans are filling the stadium. And SportsWire cameras are there to bring you all the grit and determination of this hard-hitting sport. Another all-goofy contest is underway as the quarterback barks out his signal. The backfield shifts and the ball is snapped. The quarterback fakes a handoff to the halfback, who gives it to the fullback, who takes it up the middle, where he's hit and hit hard. The second half gets underway as the referee blows his whistle. And it's an incredible play as our Sports Wire cameras capture every moment of the amazing action. Wow, a 105-yard return for a touchdown. Bet you'll never see a play like that again. Here's the try for the extra point. It's blocked. And there's a big smile for our Sports Wire camera. As we leave the sharp-witted coach to ponder his next play, we travel across town where SportsWire cameras find Mickey Mouse in the midst of the gridiron contest of a lifetime against the dreaded Alley Cat. Mickey's team has taken quite a beating as the Alley Cat's quarterback roars out the signal for what will be the final play of the game. And it's an interception by Long John Canine, the tallest and longest player on the team. Dazed, Mickey takes the handoff. That play sure took the mustard off the hot dog, and the crowd seems to relish this display of football mastery. As the clock runs out, Mickey digs in for a final touchdown. Congratulations are offered from all concerned. Mickey shares the sweet taste of victory with his favorite fan. Gridiron to the gymnasium. SportsWire now takes you to the main event as Donald Duck prepares for the boxing matchup of his career. There is a roar of approval from the fans as Donald enters the arena with confidence and grace. The bout begins, and the normally timid Duck comes out ready for a bite.
Not me, him.
That is, until he finds his opponent. Donald tries to play Pete like a sap. That is, until Pete plays Donald like an accordion. Saved by the bell. It's not looking good for Donald. Can he skate through this one? What is it that propels Donald to continue fighting? Even with the helping hand from his nephews, is there anything that can bring down this powerhouse?
Oh no, the punch left jaw!
And Donald Duck is the new featherweight champ! Relative safety of the boxing arena, we now turn our sights skyward as our Sports Wire cameras venture to the foreboding and icy slopes of the snow-capped mountains. Only the most intrepid and skillful skier would ever dare to venture here. And here he is in all his grace and glory. Our daring crew is there as the famous skier warms up with a little downhill run. Next is the popular slalom course, a daunting labyrinth to even the most experienced sportsman. and a tremendous shock for our cameras. The final and most difficult maneuver is the ski jump. Imagine the thrill of flying through the air with the speed and grace of a bird on the wing. Notice how the masterful pro maintains full control over the speed and trajectory of the descent. It's a perfect four-poster landing. And thanks to the eyes and ears of the Sports Wire News of the day, you are there. From all around the world and right into your club, the Main Street Athletic Club brings you the Sports Wire News of the day. All the runs, all the hits, and all the errors from the world of sports. Our first stop is the basketball stadium, where the home crowd is ready to cheer on its beloved Goofy All-Stars. And the visiting team is well supported, too. The air is filled with tension as the home hoopsters anxiously await the opening toss, while the coach goes over a few short instructions with his star player. Finally, the game begins. The ball is in play, and it's a battle royale as these cagers really know how to mix it up on the court. The sharp eyes of the referee sometimes catch things the average spectator might miss. But now, through the magic of the Sports Wire slow motion camera, we can look into that play one more time and see it through the eyes of the referee. What a difference! Basketball at its finest! Look at that footwork! Never underestimate the power of the referee to maintain control over the game. With most of the regular players used up, it's time to unleash the home team's newest rookie sensation, a player of great stature, the one and only Stretch McCurdy. Demonstrating the poise of a more experienced player, McCurdy reports to the referee. This behemoth strikes terror into the hearts of the other players. But can he deliver the goods? Sports Wire cameras are there to see that the answer is a resounding yes, as McCurdy unleashes the secret weapon that has made him the most feared rookie ever. The clock counts down the remaining seconds. McCurdy dribbles down court. It's a perfect tip-in, and it's a dignified display of appreciation for Stretch McCurdy. From the boards to the links, Sports Wire cameras now take you to the final round of the Main Street Golf Tournament. As we pick up the action on the 18th hole, it's an unprecedented three-way tie between Booby, Donald, and the defending champion, Mickey Mouse. Goofy's up first. Here he demonstrates the professional golf grip that earns him such great shots. It's this simple yet effective technique that has made him one of the world's most memorable golfers. Donald Duck is next to tee off. Actually, he's always teed off. Donald sets his stance, swings, and his first shot doesn't quite net him the yardage he'd hoped for. Now it's the champ's turn. What a serious golfer that Mickey Mouse is. Nothing can break his intense concentration. He swings. And it's a beautiful shot, right to the green.
Good boy, Blue.
Goofy is ready to putt. A golfer of great natural ability, you can be certain that he will simply rely on his instincts for this putt. Ooh, tough break for Goofy. Now Donald examines his position. He putts.
What's your
And finally, it comes down to this. If Mickey sinks this putt, he remains the champ. He carefully inspects the situation. Years of barber college come in handy for the determined mouse. Will Mickey retain his championship? And it's in. No, it's out. Looks like this game has really gone to the dogs. From the rolling greens of the golf course to the cold, cavernous hockey rink, Sportswire takes you down on the ice for the deciding fifth game of the showdown between the Toronto Loose Leafs and the Altoona Anteaters. It's a sellout crowd tonight, and boy, are they packing them in. Why, you'd have to be goofy to put up with conditions like that. What's this? The game hasn't even started, and already a fight has ensued. As these two combatants take to the penalty box, the tension in the arena becomes even more tense. There's the face-off. These teams are anxious to get a piece of each other. Still, both teams respect the rules of the game, which permit a limited amount of body contact. Having learned their lesson, our erstwhile wrestlers are ready to rejoin the game. The game continues with a series of remarkable blocks by the Loose Leafs goalie. You might think that a player would get excited about such superior performance, but these men are stoic professionals with nerves of steel. The two teams face off once again. It's a timeless moment as play continues. Now that puck is really out to lunch. And it's a tasty block by the Anteaters goalie. Looks like he's eating more than ants today. With time running out, the Loose Leaf offense digs in for one more goal. But the ever-vigilant Anteaters will not be stopped. They'd give the shirt off their backs for a win. Now the entire Sportswire audience knows the secret to their success. Don't worry, guys. We'll keep it under our hats. From all around the world and right into your glove, the Main Street Athletic Club brings you the Sportswire news of the day. All the runs, all the hits, and all the errors from the world of sports. It's opening day of America's favorite pastime, and our Sportswire cameras are there to bring you all the pomp and glory of the grand old game. It looks like they're deciding who will bat first. The pitcher confidently greets his fans, and the batter carefully selects his favorite stick. He knocks the dirt out of his cleats, and to aid his grip on the bat, he rubs a thin layer of dirt on the palms of his hands. Now he digs in, ready to face the first pitch. The pitcher kicks and delivers. And he hits it. It's a hot grounder down the third baseline. The batter runs with the grace of a gazelle. And he's safe. This pitcher wants to win so badly he can almost taste it. It's the bottom of the ninth, and Goofy's really been giving it to himself in this game. It's a tense moment for everyone. The pitcher delivers what could be the final pitch of the game, and it is the final pitch as the batter literally tears the cover off the ball. The center fielder tries to make the catch, but it's all over as the runner tags up at home plate with the game-winning run. Maybe it's time for this player to take up knitting. From the grand old game, we now take you to ringside for what will surely be remembered as the boxing matchup of the century between the Congo Killer and Mickey's Mechanical Man. And here's the mechanized marvel as he arrives at the arena. Looks like he's raring for a fight, even if he does have a few screws loose. The necessary adjustments having been made, the fight begins. With a vengeance. Unfortunately, the Congo Killer comes out with punches. Sounds like curtains for Mickey's Mechanical Man. Our sport wire cameras are there as Minnie Mouse comes to the rescue with a secret weapon. It turns out that all it takes is a simple toot from a car horn to turn the wrung-out wreck back into a finely tuned fighting phenomenon. Mechanical Man rebounds with all he's got. No contest this time as Mickey's mechanized marvel gives the Congo Killer the boost. Anticipated showdown between the tortoise and the hare. Sports wire cameras are there to record every step and stumble. Here's the favorite, the undisputed racing champ, Max Hare, the blue streak, looking fit and ready to run. And now here comes the challenger, Toby Tortoise, making his first appearance. There's the gun, and they're off. Or the champ is off. It looks like Toby Tortoise is a bit shell-shocked. A little help from the starter, and Toby gets the lead out. The race gets off to a breezy start. What's this? Looks like the champ is dreaming about a big win. Our sports wire crew tried to stop Toby for a comment.
Oh, please, I got time. I got a race to run.
Ooh, bet that stumped him. Meanwhile, look what Max Hare is up to. He has such a lead, he's taken some time out for his fan club. What a bunny man. But wait, take a look at this. Toby Tortoise has summoned an incredible burst of speed. The champ decides it's time to get poppin'. And it's a surprise finish that nobody ever expected. Toby Tortoise is the winner by a hare. Sorry, Max, but today belongs to Toby, proving that slow and steady not only wins the race, but the approving nod of the Sports Wire cameras as well.